all you listeners, troops and civilians alike, get ready to tune in to the Commander's Cash Podcast, your one-stop destination for all things Fort Wainwright. Our garrison commander, Colonel Cole, is here to bring you the anecdotes that define life in the last frontier. So, lock and load your speakers and join us as we delve into this week's episode, Education in the Arctic.
Thank you for joining me for this podcast recorded here at Fort Wainwright. I'm Colonel Jason Cole, the commander of United States Army Garrison Alaska. Today we're discussing a transformative partnership between Child Youth Services and the University of Alaska Fairbanks, or UAF. This initiative is vital for our community, offering CYS employees a pathway to earn credits toward an early childhood education degree through their foundational training. Joining us to share their insights and experiences are Jessica Spittle, Fort Wainwright's Child and Youth Services Division Chief, Laura Steyer, a CYS Training and Curriculum Specialist, Sandra Mitchell, Assistant Director at Child Development Center 2, and Ginger Golson, the Early Childhood Education Coordinator at UAF Community and Technical College. Let's dive into how this partnership impacts careers and enriches our community. We'll begin with an overview of this impactful program. Jessica, welcome. Your leadership in child and youth services has been instrumental. You know, can you shed some light on the importance of the CYS-UAF Memorandum of Understanding program?
Of course, sir. Thank you for having me here. So this partnership is vital because we have team members across the board that are brand new to this field, that have never worked in early childhood education. Prior to the pandemic, you know, there was a lot of depth and knowledge in our classrooms. And through the pandemic, we have lost a great deal of those seasoned caregivers. And a lot of the seasoned caregivers that we have are in our management team, in our training curriculum specialist teams. And so we really need to have pathways for them to increase their education. While our training is extremely robust, the partnership with UAF allows them to see that it's a professionalism that we're really striving for. Yes, our training, but this is how it all links up and how it marries, and this is how you can build your career from this. You know, as a CYS employee, I'm a civilian, and I joined CYS, it's been almost 12 years now, and I already had my degree when I came in, but I was able to use my position, use child and youth services as a gateway to experience new places. How I ended up in Alaska, because if wherever there's a military installation, child and youth services exists. And so for our employees, whether they're spouses or civilians, this isn't just a job. This is can be whatever you want it to be. I started as a flex in a CYPA in a classroom, and I am now the coordinator of child and youth services. Granted, I had my education when I started, but it is very important to have that progression and be able to see that what you're doing every day has meaning and the deeper value of it all and how you can build a career off of that. And because we all have to have jobs, unless we're lucky enough to be independently wealthy. But in child and youth services, you get to have a job that has meaning, that, you know, brings passion. And so being able to share with our staff that, you know, we're investing in you because you matter. You matter to these kids. You matter to our soldiers, to our families. And here's how we're investing in you and your development, because the more education that we have on our team, then to me, the better the quality in the classrooms. And for our new staff to the field, they need all of the help that they can get, because this isn't babysitting. You're responsible for the development of these children, their brain development, their social emotional skills, you know, their self-regulation. All of these things come in these early years, and the interactions that happen or don't happen, you know, can have pretty drastic ramifications in the future. And so making sure that, you know, definitely as a leader of this organization, I will say that all day, like, we are professionals, like, this, you are teachers. I say that all the time. So this really just helps kind of solidify that. Here's how we're investing in you to build a brighter future.
Jessica, I think that's awesome that we have an agreement and that we're one of, if not the only garrison that you know of that has an agreement or a partnership with an education, whether it's a university or a technical center, so that we can actually make sure that this is a profession for our employees. I understand you brought two of your employees today that have benefited from this program. Can you introduce our first guest?
Of course. We've actually had about 100 people who have taken part in this. And so today we're very lucky. We have Ms. Sandra Mitchell here. And so her journey basically exemplifies this partnership.
So welcome, Sandra. Could you share how long you've been with Child and Youth Services and how the MOU with UAF has influenced your career?
I have been with COAS for 11 years, and the MOU has, you know, helped me become an assistant director. Now, I started out as a CYPA, you know, went from a CYPA to a lead, and then I took the classes, and now I'm assistant director at CDC too.
And what's a CYPA?
Child and Youth Program Assistant.
Okay. So are those like our entry level?
Yes.
So mm-hmm. those are our frontline mm-hmm. childhood educators. Mm-hmm. Okay. In the CDCs. Yes. Okay. That's great. And you've made it to assistant director, you said?
I've been an assistant director now for 3 years.
Okay. How long did it take you to get to there?
Well, I started.
Or has it been off and on?
No, yep, I started here at Fort Wainwright in 2018. And from 2018 to 2020 is how long it took me to become an assistant director.
Do you believe in this program?
I believe that, you know, it has helped me become a better mentor and a better teacher in and out of the classroom. You know, I'm able to help, you know, CYPAs that have questions and able to help them, you know, develop their career as well. That's what they're seeking. It's, you know, a great thing.
Okay. Were you able to take some of the skills from the UAF CTC program and put them into your job working
yes.
at the CDCs?
Yes, I have. As far as like just being a better listener and understanding, you know, the development of children, you know, whenever you're in the classroom, you kind of like you see it, but whenever you're actually reading and you're actually doing assignments, you make the connection.
And so when you went through UAF's program, you know, what were some of the benefits from the program other than maybe learning some new, you know, learning styles from the children and listening that you already mentioned? Is there anything else that you learned or benefited from the program?
I think being able, the flexibility of taking the classes as far as like you can do in person and, you know, as far as like online as well. You know, I was working a full-time job and I was able to take as many classes as I wanted. If I wanted to take one class this semester, two classes the next semester. I mean, just the flexibility of the classes that were offered.
Oh, that's great. Were you able to get like an associate's degree
yes.
or anything out of that?
Yes, I did. I was able to obtain my associate's degree. I finished in December of this year, 2023.
That's pretty amazing. So thank you for that. Is there anything else you would like to tell us?
I think that this program is a good program. I feel that I'm giving back to CYS. They invested in me, having an associate's degree and able to help, you know, other caregivers. And then they can actually see like, oh, wow, I actually did it. And, you know, Laura was actually the one that pushed me to, you know, go after my early childhood education. Like we sat there and we talked. She's like, you can do it. You can do it. And I did. And I thank her.
Well, great.
For it.
That's awesome. You mentioned Laura, so I'd like to introduce Laura Steyer, another CYS employee who has seen great benefits from this program as well. So Laura, how has your involvement with CYS and the MOU with UAF affected your career?
I graduated with my early childhood development degree from UAF, so I was able to use that program. I started out as an FCC provider here at Fort Wainwright in about 2001 to 2003, and I used my degree to be able to move from a CYPA to the SPS position at School Age Center, and then I used those credits to become the training and curriculum specialist here at SAC.
Yep, that's pretty cool. So you've been with the program for more than 10, almost 20 years?
So they don't count your FCC time.
Okay.
I only was an FCC provider for 3 years. And okay. then when we moved to Bliss, I was able to apply to be a CYPA. So I've only done the CDC programs for about 10 years.
Okay, great. That is awesome that you use that program to do that. Now, do you think this program is crucial? Obviously, you've used it, but is it crucial for the whole Child and Youth Services program?
It is. It allows you to see things from a different viewpoint. So I have a lot of education experience from a long time ago when I was a lot younger. I was going to school to be a teacher, and the UAF program allowed me to use those credits from when I was going to the university in Utah and use those as well. So I was allowed to use those credits and then take those credits to apply as well to my degree. And so I was able to use those and then use my provider credits and apply those for my degree and then take the classes.
Well, that's awesome. So it's basically some of your previous education, really in CYS is your experience. So what I heard is some of the training that the Army gives our CYPAs as they move through the program, that's accredited as well. So you could take some of that education that we have for bringing on new hires and CYPAs, and you can transfer those credits to the CTC with UAF?
Yes.
Okay, that is awesome. Are there any benefits of this program other than maybe a degree or anything and seeing it from a different perspective?
So I can take, if I am not, as a military community, we move around a lot. So I take, if I'm taking those classes and I'm here at Fort Wainwright and then I am going to move to Fort Bliss, I can still use that program in Bliss and take all online classes. Right. If I am a hands-on learner and I need to be in class, so math is not my jam. I am terrible at math. I know I needed to be in person for math. So I was able to say, okay, I need to be in person. So I was able to work that and work with my management team who happened and say, hey, can I take this class in person and work my schedule around that? And CTC was able to help me with my math class and take it in person. And then the classes I took online, I was able to work around my schedule and take online. They also had some video classes that I could take on through the video, and we work with the teachers that way. If ever I had an issue, I could work with my teachers and say, hey, I need help with what's going on in my classroom. Do you have any ideas? So when I moved from the preschool teacher into toddler land, I need a little bit of extra support in that because I haven't worked with toddlers before, and they have a little bit of different insight and skills and need a little bit of different supports than the preschoolers did. And so my teacher was able to help me with that.
That's great. I was going to ask you about that. You know, being that you were, you know, basically working full time in early childhood education and then going to school for early childhood education, you know, how, you know, were you able to take some of your experiences, maybe some of the challenges that you were having at your job over to the school side and actually get some almost immediate, some feedback, some guidance, some mentorship, you know, from your teachers and the educators that you could take back to work. And it sounds like you were able to do that. So I think that's actually a beneficial part of the program as well. So is there anything else you'd like to share? Any insights for anybody that's possibly thinking about using this program?
I would say go for it. Is something that you keep with you for your entire life. You always have that to apply onto any resume that you're going to use. It's, hey, I have my associate's degree. I was able to accomplish this. I have this, and it's something you always have with you. It's something that you can reach back and use for you at any point in time, and those skills you take with you no matter where you go.
That is great. And everywhere I look, there's always kids. So those kids need to be educated. So I don't think that early childhood education is going away anytime soon. So that sounds like a degree and skills to have.
It is, and they're buildable skills. It's things that you can apply to anywhere and any. There are things that I apply even with my spouse and in my own life, no matter where I'm at.
Okay, so there's even some adult skills.
They are. They teach you things that you apply everywhere.
Great. That is awesome. So thank you. Sandra and Laura both, thank you. For sharing your experiences. But now to broaden our understanding of this partnership's significance, you know, Ginger Golson will speak on the educational implications. And, you know, as a reminder, she's our representative from University of Alaska Fairbanks Career Technical College. So Ginger, thank you for being here today.
Well, this partnership is very beneficial, especially to UAF. Now, it benefits, hopefully, very much Fort Wainwright and Fort Greeley. And I find it's a very true partnership because of the importance of the openness and honesty. And it breaks the isolation of our community because we can share so many ideas about the complexities of learning and teaching. And it creates an established understanding between the university and the bases in order to increase the quality of life for all members. Now, I know I have gained a lot in many ways myself. Although I just came as director last spring, I already can look back on many opportunities in my own teaching that enhanced my teaching through the interaction. For example, last semester I had students in the military that were living in Europe and also over in Asia. And it was really interesting hearing their experiences, and then they too contributed to the other students in the classroom because they shared about the educational system where they were, and it really presented opportunities for our students to have a more global perspective. And it created me to have more curiosity about what's going on worldwide, and it stretched my thinking as well.
That's great. That is something that I actually talk about with the community a lot here, is your military members, you know, the military moves them to many different places of the world. Mm-hmm. And so they bring experiences from those different locations, you know, here to Alaska, a different perspective, and sometimes a different way of doing business or doing things. So that's great that on the university and the educator side of the house, that the students bring those experiences for fellow classmates, but the educators are also becoming curious from those experiences as well. And I think that's great perspective. Thank you for sharing that. So it sounds like it's a good partnership, but is the partnership vital to UAF and, in your opinion, as an educator, you know, to Wainwright and Greeley, especially for our youth here?
I think it is vital. We are desperate for teachers, not only early childhood from zero, where our program actually starts right before birth, in fact, but there is a nationwide shortage of teachers. And I think it is so important that we provide these learning opportunities for the teachers here, provide them opportunities for more training. And of course, our program in gets enhanced as well based on the opportunities that they have and then our students have. So our numbers increase too, because the word spreads about the program, and then more students come, and then we have an opportunity to increase the number of teachers. And then, of course, many, not only the military, as they move, they continue this online program, but other students throughout the state. We have a lot of rural students, and so they're able to share their cultural knowledge, and then the students that are in the military, they get to learn more about Alaska Native culture and their perspectives. And I think it's very beneficial for the military students as they're living here in Alaska, you know, really learning more about getting off the base and learning more about Fairbanks, the state, and then as they move, we gain as well, our students.
Yeah, so this program is another way for the military community in the civilian community to get together and share resources or experiences and knowledge and education. So it's another, you know, bonding and binding experience that we have. So I think that's great. And I would agree that, you know, that is important to the military as well as the local community. It's another opportunity to get our military and civilian community members together and talking and interacting with each other. And sometimes that's all you need, is to get two people to meet and talking to each other. So I think that's great.
I will add, we have an adjunct who actually we got her through the military. She was a spouse and then began teaching after she went through the program. And it has been such a benefit to us. Even though she ended up moving away from Fairbanks, she continues to be an adjunct and has contributed greatly, not only to our students, but also as we meet as adjuncts and as faculty, she shares many ideas. And then also what she sees happening cutting edge throughout the country, and again, just broadens our knowledge. So I think a true partnership, both sides are gaining and they're learning together. They're openly sharing, they're problem solving, they're figuring out the complexities of teaching and learning, and it builds that trust, and we have to work together in education to really improve.
Yeah, well, that's great. That is really awesome. You know, childcare in the military is always one of those number one things that our military members and our spouses are looking for once they PCS and they move. And it is an important partnership because what it shows the military community is that it's not just babysitters at our childcare centers, right? This is a career field. Mm-hmm. So when you drop your kids off at our child development centers, you know, the key word there is development. So they're educators, and our CYPAs, you know, they're professionals, right? And this memorandum of understanding that we have with UAF for them to pursue an associate's degree and continue their education just really enhances the fact that this is a career and you can take this career with them. So, mm-hmm. you know, thank you for working with us, and thank you for being so accommodating and welcoming of the military community into your program as well, and listening to their experiences and learning from them in your classes. So is there anything else that you would like to say before we conclude or we move on?
I have found that this partnership has been over 25 years, and even though it wasn't formalized all that time, it has a long history. And I think it's come a long way, as we've heard from all the benefits, but there's great opportunities in the future as we grow and improve education. And I'm just excited about all that we can do together. And I'm looking forward to this. And as I pursue all these new ideas, it's really something that's going to be great. And I also wanted to add the testing opportunities that the military helps pay for the students to take, CLEP tests. There are so mm-hmm. many benefits there that helps them. I don't believe I mentioned they start off with the first opportunity is the educational occupational endorsement.
Okay.
And then from there, it's a teaching certificate, and then the Associate of Arts degree. And then, of course, they can go on to many different bachelor fields.
Yes.
And another important thing to remember, those of us in education of very young children, the most important time of development is from birth to, I would say, 5 years old. A lot of the research shows the brain development is so essential, and the care they get during that time, the interaction, the affection, all that they're learning is lifelong. So it's extremely important. And you're right about the teaching that happens. It is not daycare. It is educational. And I feel very honored and privileged to be able to do this. It's a great responsibility because these are our most precious, precious as our children. And I know you have children, I have children, and we can never forget our children need to come first.
Yeah, well, thank you, Ginger. I appreciate that and totally agree with you. My kids started out in FCC when they were toddlers. All three of them did. And it was not just going and playing. They did play a lot. But, you know, they were interacting with little friends there as well, and they were taught how to play respectfully. And my two oldest learned to write, you know, to my chagrin that somebody else was teaching them how to, you know, teaching them their letters. But it was great, you know, coming and like, hey, we started learning the alphabet and writing. So it was like, oh, thank you for reminding me that this is probably a good age to start that. So I would go home, and my wife and I would help work on their writing, as well as, you know, they would come home and like, look at this picture book that they let me take home, you know, because they wanted to read. and started the reading. And so everything at my point in my career was like, are you sure this is the right age to start doing this? You know, unknown as a new parent. But it was great having those early childhood educators 16, 17 years ago that was like, yep, nope, you know, setting me on the right path and making sure that once they left the care, you know, because that's all it was to me was care, so I could go to work and my kids were watched after. You know, they were helping me as an adult to continue the education of my child so they could grow up. So
that's right.
But thank you for reminding about that, Ginger, and and thank you for, you know, tracking this program for 25 years, and now that is a formal program, so I appreciate that.
And you mentioned play. Play is very important for learning. You know, even as adults, we have to remember to play. And there's a lot of learning, so we do put a lot of play into our teaching. So, yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Well, thank you. So, Jessica, before we conclude here today, can you give us an update on the Dinegi CDC or CDC 3 building project?
Of course. So that is our large child development center, what everybody fondly knows as CDC 3. We are 22 classrooms in that facility, and we're gearing to open up around the middle of June. So we have ribbon cutting coming up, and you know, a lot of people coming to see this beautiful facility get opened. The community is very excited. Our team is very excited. Just seeing managers and teachers over there being in the environment and seeing what a state-of-the-art facility looks like versus some of our older facilities that we currently see. So to see their excitement when they walk in there and realize that if you stand in one place, you can see the whole classroom, is going to be really exciting. So it'll be a bit of a transition, but you know, we're actively hiring. We have hiring fairs a couple times a month. We have active recruitment open on USA Jobs. So we do have, you know, quite a few teacher positions to fill, and you know, we're very excited for that. And so anybody who's interested in starting a career working with childcare, or excuse me, early childhood education, you know, please apply. Please reach out to me anytime if you have questions on the process, on anything. I'm always here to help anybody to come and join our team.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I know local community is excited too, but I don't know if you remember Command Sergeant Major Murillo, who is now working up at HQDA G9.
Of course I do.
I was talking with him the other day, and there's individuals in his office up there at the Pentagon that are tracking Dinegi CDC and where it's at and when it's opening, and they're excited for the opening as well. So, you know, it's across the Army, you know, more than just the local community is excited with that CDC that's opening. And I understand it's going to be the largest CDC in the Army's portfolio is
yes,
what they're
sir.
Saying.
That
Can
is
you
correct.
Tell us why is it
of
the
course.
Largest Army's?
Yeah, so there's a lot of buzz about the facility. One, it's the first time they've built the new standard design. It's the first time that one's been built since 2012. So already lots of people are excited. So it is considered the largest child care facility in the Army footprint, and part of that is due to the fact that it has the 4,000 square foot multi-purpose room that we requested to be attached. It does not come as part of the standard design, but understanding our unique Alaskan climate, it's not just winter, that we could also have a very intense fire season where the smoke would prevent us from going outside. And so during the design process, I was adamant that we needed the space. And through support of the garrison, support of leadership in CYS, support from the Pentagon, you know, we were able to secure that funding and make sure that that gym stayed on there. So, you know, our kids will be able to play year round regardless of what the temperatures are outside. But it also doubles as a space for shelter in place. So it has separate HVAC, separate everything from the other part of the building, so that if for some reason that facility is unsafe, we can hunker down in the multi-purpose room. And then likewise, we will use it for other events, you know, different dances and things that we do, maybe community events, youth sports and fitness can utilize that space for some of their programming with our littles. So it really is, it is groundbreaking. And I'm very, very excited to be a part of this project.
Yeah, that's great. And from what I keep hearing, the Army's excited about it too. So
It is extremely beautiful. I've worked in one of these facilities before, and the floor that they've chosen and just the way that they've designed it for here is the most beautiful facility I've ever seen personally.
Now, I had heard that you're going to do a hiring fair in Dinegi CDC. Do you know generally what time frame that you're going to open it up, and you know, if anybody's interested in becoming a CYPA or becoming an early childhood educator and work over at that CDC, do you generally have an idea of when we're going to be looking to do that hiring fair?
So we are looking to get that scheduled in May. There's a couple things that we're trying to iron down for that. But as soon as we have that date, we will make sure it gets pushed out through marketing on our social media outlets so that the community knows. But definitely we're going to hold it in the facility with the hopes that we're hiring team members to work in that facility.
Great.
So they would be able to see firsthand where they would be working. And so it's a really good opportunity. So we will definitely be doing that.
Yep. Thank you, Jessica.
And then also I wanted to mention, too, that after the ribbon cutting, there will be a series of open houses that we are going to hold several nights in a row so that patrons can come and pick up their child from CDC and bring them over to the new CDC so that they'll be able to walk their child's classroom with their child, with teachers in the room, so that they can have a chance to see what's going on before they show up for their first day of care. So those dates will be coming out as well with the times, and we will also publish those on social media.
All right. Thank you. That's a great idea.
Course.
Make sure we get that published on
social media.
So thank you again. You know, as we finish today's conversation, you know, it's to me, it's evident that CYS and UAF partnership is more than just a collaboration. You know, it's fundamental, you know, for our ongoing commitment to nurturing the community here, you know, in Alaska, especially at Fort Wainwright. The enhancement of the professional qualifications of those who really dedicate themselves to early childhood education. We're not only elevating educational standards, but also strengthening the fabric of our community, which we kind of heard about, especially with Ginger, you know, coming from the local community side of the house. This initiative, to me, you know, demonstrates our dedication to our soldiers, family members, and the civilians who are part of our extended family here at Fort Wainwright. So my deepest appreciation extends to Jessica, Ginger, Sandra, and Laura for sharing their insights and experiences today and have given us all, you know, tangible examples of the benefits of this program. So all of your stories and contributions are a source of inspiration and a testament to the positive impact of our collective efforts. To our listeners, your interest and support is vital to the success of initiatives like these. Your engagement fuels our mission to create an environment where everyone, children, educators, and families, has the opportunity to flourish. Thank you for being an integral part of this journey as we work together to build a legacy of excellence and resilience. It's through efforts like these that we ensure the spirit of the Last Frontier continues to inspire and empower all those who call it home. So thank you for tuning in. Together, we are indeed building a brighter future, not just for our community here at Fort Wainwright, but as a beacon of what can be achieved when we come together for the common good of educating and nurturing our future generations.